Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
special manifesto, special ecto, exo, let's go. Ligaments get separated like sectionals. Lyrical exorcists to twist your motherfucking body up like gyros or pretzels. Elephants up against all of these motherfucking geckos. Get low or get mo from that fofo special flow. That injures murderers and slaughters cocoons. Ape shit gorilla Gandhi from the Ecuador moon. Tip ahead of microphone sweater, cannon clapper, Sudanic pirate deep, poetry fire, sheesh. Called riots, Osiris, beast, Bigfoot with cheese like King Tut, mummified, survived, came back alive, revived, horrendous living, is he lying, but what? Ain't no telling, his cerebellum is fried as fuck, from that Kush therapy, therapeutic, undisputed, a rarity, rarely, disputed, get executed immediate. M-bombing, Obama up top rhyming. Tuna fish, oyster and land, hammerhead, red dot Osama. God, I'm a problem, penitentiary spread. Be my mechanical monster, lungs, fingers and legs. Listen, you little shit, you got a second to beg. Before I throw this mustard at you from your neck to your leg. The gas spread, stand on your neck or your head. Like the grudge, motherfucker, don't budge, motherfucker, famine.
Come with God's ability and God's name, God's agility that witness God's reign. From God's throne I spit dark flames, light up the candles and blow out your brain. Bless my crown stretch from one era to the next. Mic sketch the terror to your death. Play with the mic like Russian roulette. Beloved angels dance the devil's music. Iron cables tied loose around his neck. Lime on tables carved loops in his chest. The less battle, the see who's battle. Beneath whose skins wear the king's apparel. Yeah, just dreamed with saffron. Actual and masterful, uncompatible, mathematical. I'm sharpening this axe for you. And you're not spitting, you're just sucking your teeth. And those are not women, they call you luscious, you sweet. Your flow is feminine, this dude's a fucking geek. Priest is a beast, shirt look like stained glass paintings when I eat. I crucify demons and kill Satan when I speak.
One minute of drama, eternity in a coma. Till they shut off life support and then it's over. Been sitting sicker than corona. Terminal case of pneumonia. Same difference, gyro, swarma, donor. A lot of rest and power post. First 48 hour episode. Me and my niggas do our dirt dolo. So I ain't snitching on myself, nigga. You rocking coke, stay in the kitchen by yourself, nigga. These niggas broke and they hoes too. Got envy in they heart. You put them on, they knock you off. Pistol whip them, give them a pass, they think you saw. I don't let nobody know how I feel. They manipulated. So I mastered my emotions, that's Islam demonstrated. Drop the top on a Maserati that's ventilated. 12 shots in a dirty revolver that's nickel plated. So when it pop off, I'm over Redenbacher. Lock and load, let him block. I wrap his head and get a doctor.
1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
Yeah, I'm maxed out on all levels, I'm Mad Max. Just 1 or 2 ain't enough, it's a lifestyle, welcome to it. Young Razzie, Young Gotti, Young Wavo. That's a full course wave. Your bitch give me sheep's head, you calling a bae. Cavassier play, titties and yak. Her name Brandy, she talking away. Like where you from though, what brought you this place? New York to LA, you came along once. Baby I'm fortunate, and now I'm forcing, four horsing. She popped the gloss in, her lips shine, telling fortunes. Yo ma, you played the house way too long. Just give me 1 second of your time, and baby we on. You'll see, cause yo I read it all in your palm trees. You made a summer crowd, fresh puss. I judge a woman's worth by her inside. Yo ma, you riding or not? You stuff this coke by your G-spot. And give me top to the beat stop.
1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
My purpose is getting paid in pieces by A, nigga. I'm mobbing through A-line, you better get ready, nigga. Try to catch me and end up catching body shots, nigga. I'm pivotal with the pistol squad and got him mopped, niggas. My nigga Nick won't hesitate. safe to follow. The eagles and sleepy hollows, the niggas and make them wobble. Hair hunting, bullets ricocheting, double doses. My bitches like your shine seeking, your bitches like rats future. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm a neighborhood supplier. Everything the homies want and need, I supply them. Nigga, that's Scotty, don't even try them. Everything the homies want and need, I supply them. It's like I told your bitch, suck the dick or die trying. Yeah. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier. 1 second of terror, a milligram of fire. Squeeze the breath out of a nigga like some nooses and some wires. Squeeze the death out of a nigga like a tourniquet and pliers. The cave, the nickels, I'm the neighborhood supplier.
So what about the horse, man? I know you had a situation with Razzcast and with Corrupt and who else you got in the cannabis?
One step closer to breathlessness. Second step takes the breath from your chest. Third and step shun to the effervescence, effortlessness, rest. Cause the rest will feel emptiness. I embrace, I encase empty clips. INS, I never stop. I don't fire, break cinder blocks. Darkness engulfs and I engulf darkness.
Never say forever, nothing really dies though. Matter changes shape and the elements combine, bro. Compound elements and sediment embedded in the excrement. Create conquest from the pestilence. Yeah, this survival with the fittest. God is my witness. Billboard assassin, turning in my hit list. This is sodomy, get Jennifer's body. 28 days later, a nigga chasing a zombie. Desecrate the face of your mommy with T.I. Tommy. Beat the polygraph cause he lied calmly.
Yes it is. It's time for 12 noon, doom and gloom. Drinking radiated water from a circle or tube. Flash flood, don't be a stuck in the mud. Rain, thunder and blood. Hunger Games, your man, the sackcloth thug. You ready cussing? Pitchfork, justice, disgusting. Forever struggling, can't seem to get above it. When the sun rise cold, we look up like woe. The whole horizon, pepper with drones. Bed clothes, volcanic ash, covers the homes. Satellites explode, EMP disconnected the foes. Yeah, you sleep eternal. I dump you in a hole in your thermals. Punch you in your fucking neck till your throat gurgle. Abundantly cheap, scarce and expensive. So whatever you selling, that's what you left with. A mind too wide to be biased, preoccupied with the slightest. The virus was designed to kill the designers. Voice activated hybrids. Herculoid George, music department, mafia turf wars. Balaclava mask, butane and brass. Jackbooted brand, Lieutenant Dan, let's dance. You just wanna survive. Scumbags, look at your lives. Command that bitch, look at your thighs. Scattered across the winds from a force within. I can't help none of you, you gotta talk to him. In the tower, the controller, the alpha. The unknown knowledge of the all-knowing knower of power. Protozoa from a meteor shower. Fukushima powder in your clam shouter. Be ready in half hour. Inception, the killing field lesson.
So, does that situation still stand? How did that come about?
Well, we just talked about redoing some of that stuff. Redoing it. We have 2 albums, 3 albums or whatever worth of material.
Right.
That never saw the light of day. You know what I mean? Some of them was leaked and
pretty cool
and
that nature, shit.
But we just was talking about putting that out, and so we just. We gonna put that out. I don't know, man. It's so many personalities, man.
Right.
Facts. The last ride, baby. 20 years in the making, but we finally did it. Our debut finale album. Congratulations, niggas. Pop a bottle and pour some motherfucking 40 ounces out. Kill a horse. This shit is blue, nigga.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
West Coast to the mountain.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
keep it. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. What's going on, man? If y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-1597. Before I get started, I want everybody to give a prayer for the homegirl, Julia. She in the hospital with pneumonia, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to, you know, put that out there before we started the show. Get well soon, girl, you know what I'm saying? We all praying for you, you know what I mean? 2S Radio, you know what I mean? We all in there, you know what I mean? Let's go. What's up, what's up, man? What's up, everybody?
Well,
you're well, Julia.
Here we go.
Sweetie!
What's up, Julia?
Yeah. Yeah, she hit me like, I'm in the hospital with pneumonia. I'm like, oh, Lord. I had that one.
You
I
know
was...
what? I told y'all a couple weeks ago that was going to happen to everybody in the South because, like, it be, like, 60 degrees, feel like 70 degrees in the daytime, and nighttime, it be feeling like 31, but it be, like, 32 or 33 or something, and then it be 80 degrees, 50 degrees, then it just go back, oh, it's going to be 29 degrees tonight. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
I thought I would be sick, honestly, by now. I did really well.
That's crazy. Yeah, see, me, she said, I don't think I was going to be on the show tonight. I got pneumonia. I'm like, what? Wow.
I wonder if she got sinuses because... That's how I used to always end up sick. That's why I said I'm surprised that I did so well because, like, that post-major drip shit, if you don't feel it, so it's like it'll drip all the way down and eat in your chest and your lungs and shit. And that's why people be having chest colds and stuff. Because,
yeah, I had
like,
when I was little.
It.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had pneumonia when I was a kid. That was horrible.
And all the shit that they told him, I would build up tolerance to. is a goddamn lie. I'm allergic still to all of that shit. All of it made me sick. Who that smoking on that gas? Who is that, JoJo?
Probably so-so.
No, I'm on my way to get it right now. Right.
I heard somebody choking.
I just didn't want to roll up right. There's too many police is over here, and they motherfucking little fucking DUI spot.
They right. Still be trying to have the ruling. You know, that's stupid because, man, I don't know how to say this, but I drove way better when I smoked. Before I smoked, I felt like I couldn't get behind the wheel, and I just didn't want to do it. After I started smoking, and then whatever, I got a little bit old, I'm like, all right, look, I got to go somewhere. I got shit I need to do. The bus is making me late. I'll be an hour late because the bus late. Like, I'm going to just go ahead and drive. But in the beginning, I used to still be real, real, real scared. But then I started lighting up a blunt. Shit. Felt like I was riding a damn boat doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I I renewed my license doing behind the wheel. Yeah, I was high as a motherfucker.
Well, you know what's crazy? I got a cousin that I would have to... I remember he came and picked me up from the county jail. And the nigga drives so bad. And I told that motherfucker to pull over so we could get his ass a drink. For real.
That's what I said. I understand that.
Drink because if he's sober, he can't drive.
But it's the same for me.
Yeah.
I can understand in some ways how liquor can take you off your game. Because, you know, I drink too. But it's a difference, a big difference between drink and weed. Like, when I smoke, like, I could hear a pin drop. Like, nigga, I be on my shit. Like, I be putting shit together like a damn detective. They be like, why you ain't go to school to be a lawyer? Like,
Foxy in the building. Yeah, shit. That's the way, I mean, you know, how get you somewhere else? You know, that's why
hey,
I get you somewhere else. Hey, Foxy.
Sweetie.
That's Tony motherfucker you gonna say hi to, goddammit?
Hello.
Hey,
can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. She's gonna go say sweet pea.
Hey, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, King. King, Christmas tree scratch.
Eater. Yeah. All of us, man. We're gonna say out of everybody. She just come on and say sweet pea.
We are here too.
Yeah, we on here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sweet pea is my favorite. I'm sorry. But no shade to anyone else. Who's all on here anyway?
DJ M Love, Sweet Pea, and JoJo Loco.
JoJo Loco. What's happening? No? Okay.
His phone.
He calling from a...
You was just talking to him.
For a minute. Yeah. So he
isn't this everywhere on here?
Not yet.
He was going live the other day, but I missed it. I saw it pop up on my phone.
You said he was going live.
Yeah, I seen him go live on Facebook. I was trying to see, I'm like, what he doing? But it was already over with.
What the fuck is going on with this shit?
Oh, yeah, Facebook alert. Be on the lookout for a new page for me.
Shit, yeah, nigga, you got like 14 of them.
Right. I'm talking about 14 goddamn pages. I'm talking about looking out for another one.
Yeah. That's the only way to stay relevant. People like, this nigga again?
Oh, man. I'm over it with this weather.
Well, this is no internet.
I'm here for maybe like a good, what, 3-4 minutes? And y'all just done got quiet. What's going down?
Oh, shit, I'm just up here trying to make my fire stick work so I can watch the goddamn Laker game at 7 o'clock. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my fire stick going haywire. It's keep telling me no internet. God damn it, I'm on the internet. So what the fuck
is going
on? That's
what he said.
Hey.
And we talking about how people starting to come up with that regular old flu now. Julia got the flu, so she not on here. And I told him I almost had it because of post-nasal drip.
Yeah, the homegirl Julia, she done caught this. She done caught the pneumonia. And you know that's
oh my
that's,
goodness.
Yeah, that ain't fly.
But you know
what?
Like
here,
whatever
they calling it.
Like here in Texas, like this weather been like hella crazy, like hella crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Today it was 70 degrees. How the hell is 70 degrees today and just yesterday it was 40?
I just said that.
this shit is
fucking
crazy.
Yeah, and so the low gonna be 40 degrees. So it's always like a big jump in the temperature in a small amount of time. And
yeah.
Some people be like, yeah, like if you get off at 1 in the morning and you go back at 9 or 10, you never going to get a consistent weather pattern. You definitely going to be sick.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
That shit is fucking crazy.
Yep.
I've been trying to dodge it in every way I can. I've been drinking, like, all kind of herbal teas and just
uh-huh.
What essential oils, all of that.
Yeah, stay on that vitamin C.
Stay
on that vitamin C, you know, because that right there alone, that's what's gonna build your immune system, you know, to fight off anything.
I'm on this sea moss.
Oh yeah, sea moss is good too. I just, I never took that because sea moss, but sea moss gel. But I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. So it took me a while. Mm-hmm. I figured out that I get sick every time we went to the beach because we have salt water here. And there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of shrimp in it. And I'm allergic to iodine. So every time we go to the beach, I would, like, throw up for 3 or 4 days, and I didn't realize that I was poisoning myself.
Oh, wow. But you know what, though? This
you
is something that my grandfather been on, turmeric and ginger.
Yep. That's what I'm trying to grow that in. I'm trying to find me some spots to grow all this shit. I ain't got no room, but I'm going to make it happen. I'm over here starting avocado seeds and mango seeds and shit like I got a yard or something.
What? If you got a closet, you can convert that into...
What that do you mean?
Wait, it broke up. Say it again.
What
the fuck is on my damn nerves?
What is the technology discombobulated today? Like, what's going on?
Certain people can't get through. King
Scratch up,
King
Scratch 5-6 fucking up. JoJo Loco Long.
See, it's the network. They can't call me in with their real phone. They don't let T-Mobile, I think, call in.
And my and that's TV some bullshit. Just went off, too. What the fuck?
Hell no, now. That's too much.
Shit, my shit just went off like a motherfucker.
Mm-mm, don't sing that song. Shit.
Oh, there you go. He came back now. Hold on, I got him. My TV was off like a motherfucker. My TV don't go off while we on the show. Go, Joe.
No. I don't know why this app keeps kicking me off every fucking time. It kicked me off at least 3 or 4 times the show.
Nigga, my TV went off. My fire stick ain't working. This shit is crazy. Now I'm back in the house.
Look
at what the fuck is going on.
I don't know. But yeah, you can turn the closet into a, a little grow room if you need to. You know what I mean?
I know, but, well, I just basically been going too far. I've seen you one of my YouTube links, and you can see because I got plants all in the window and shit. It's a lemon tree in my bedroom window because I ain't had enough space on the outside, so... I've been tripping, but I'm trying to be ready for whatever shit that they throw at us. So I feel like whichever trees get too big, if I can actually grow them, I'm take them to my mama's house. Once they get big enough so I know that they won't die just being over there at their house.
You need to make sure they water them. That's it. That's the key right there. They'll survive if they get watered.
Look, I went over there last week, and I said, let me tell y'all a secret. For all these plants y'all got sitting in various places that's dead, I said, you need to put them where they're going to get sun. If you keep putting them in the dark, they all going to die. These are supposed to be dead.
Yeah,
you talking about water. It's too much water. One of the plants was swimming. I was like, Lord have mercy. I'm like, let me go home.
Play some classical music. Play some Al Green.
Let's play together. What's going on with everybody, what everybody got going for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I'm single.
Hey.
That means nothing is coming out of my bank account.
Fred, what you doing for your lovely wife?
I forgot.
Hell, I don't know.
See?
I got no goddamn clue.
Here's the trick right here, Scratch. Check this out. Out of 25 plus years, what could you expect?
I don't know what the hell.
I forgot about it.
I mean, y'all plan to go back to when, like, you first met and you wrote that first letter. Just write a letter for Valentine's Day.
You say what?
I remember my first letter. I just told her you mine. That was it.
What you say, Fred? You mine at the end of the day.
That was That was a statement made in the wrong world by a lot of
people. I'm not gonna lie. Sugarcoat it. I just keep it straight point. You mind. Any point blank. You gotta worry about no other person. That's it. That's all.
No, but you know what though? Ain't nothing like just walking up to the
other that.
Sitting over with some gills.
Sending a letter over.
You're like, and what color like panties you wearing? What color panties you wearing? Shit.
Who wearing panties?
Some brand new red ones over here.
Panties?
Nah, motherfuckers just gangster. Niggas just gangster. Just
like
gangster the women in there loving them and shit. I think I
love like shit. Yeah, I like the ones like. The best ones are the ones that say they ain't got that on. That's the best ones right there.
Oh!
Ooh.
You know what I forgot to tell y'all? If y'all didn't hear, I forgot. Because I wanted to shout out to Julia before anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, Snoop Dogg bought Death Row.
Oh, shit.
He bought it from the white lady.
Snoop Dogg bought Death Row, so now he on Death Row.
Well,
that's why that makes sense. Why that nigga been wearing that Death Row thing lately? That makes sense.
I mean, shit, I'm really not surprised. Hell, somebody got to take over that record label and do right by it.
Well, I'm just saying. Didn't he tell it to a white lady? It wasn't the white lady owning it.
It was a company that owned. White man always got their hands in something. I know that's a fact. He did that to slap that nigga in the face.
That's a slap in the face
and shit, man. I don't know. She probably has to at least somebody black on it. Or, you know, somebody he put on in a certain type of way. Because when I looked up Death Row the last time, I was like, what is this?
Yep.
I was like, who
is this? He on all their masters. He on all that shit.
I was like, my nigga.
We gonna have
that nigga had a,
he gonna have a
heart attack before the night over.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We gotta protect him because when, like,
but,
you know what happened to Mike, what happened to Prince and all them. So you know what I'm saying?
Well, the nigga, he dropping some new shit on Friday. You know what I'm saying? So it's right on time, and then he performing at the Super Bowl, so it's right on time.
Hmm.
I think he's a very smart man. He's very educated, good nigga.
Oh, dang, I was like, nigga, let me be the head producer in that bitch.
You know why? Just because he's a Libra. We be overthinking shit all the way, but it comes back together. But niggas be taking shit all the way through. He probably been saying that shit a long time ago. When he had to run away and go to No Limit, he probably said, I'm going to buy this shit one day.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Me either.
I damn sure wouldn't so be that surprised.
I'm not surprised that he bought it.
Yeah. So that was beautiful.
Yeah, that's good news.
Now let's see what he really gonna do. Is he gonna do like doggy style or you know, let motherfucker anger the motherfucker anger, or is he gonna really produce and do music this time?
Well, I don't know. We gonna find out. You know, since he fucking with us,
he gonna try to bring everybody back, or is he gonna bring everybody back? You know what I mean? From their, you know what I mean, with their bro. Real.
I know when he still be on stage, his people always was still with him. I think he got into it with like with one of them, huh? But Remember when we was laughing? I seen something. I think Dad was still with him or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to find out what's going to happen.
Who?
I'm hoping that, well, I'm pretty sure he's getting ready to run everything right with everything that he's doing. You know what I mean? I think he gonna run everything right. I got faith in that.
I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting that at all. But
just
my
family
was cricket in the motherfucking cricket lane.
Just put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game. You know what I mean? Gee, that's all I'm talking about.
Hey, why was I watching? I was reading this thing earlier, right? This man broke into these people's house, cooked their shrimp and shit, but left them $200 because he felt bad at breaking that window, but carjacked the motherfucker at church and shit.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's
what I
said. Like, you pay for breaking a window and cooking in people's house and shit, but then you go to jail for a fucking carjacking a motherfucker at church and shit.
Motherfuckers is just weird, man. They do stupid shit and then do some stupider shit.
Y'all know what I really want? I want to know what y'all see how Dr. Dre feel.
No, Dr. Dre feel wonderful. Hell, they doing the Super Bowl show together on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Dre don't give a fuck about Dev Rose.
You know what? And she really took the words out of my mouth because I was just sitting here thinking about that. I was like, if anything, I would have thought Dr. Dre would probably, you know, get his feet wet with Dev Rose.
But see,
well, I wonder if he ever gonna get the money that he owed, because he was owed
everybody,
money when he walked in.
But he ain't gonna get no money for Snoop. You know, not like that.
Cause that ain't got nothing to do with Snoop.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with what happened in the past. You know, so
now
that's a whole nother shit.
I believe he gonna come back to Death Row. But a simple fact, that's where he started at. The only reason why he left.
Dre ain't going back to no goddamn Death Row. Dre got aftermath and all that other shit. He is not fucking with that. No. Now, Snoop needs some tracks. Dre gonna fuck with him.
Yeah.
And then they probably do some kind of Death Row collaboration. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't going back to Death Row. That's Snoop shit. It's like me. It's like you. If you got JoJo goddamn Entertainment, I just leave True West to go to JoJo.
But what aftermath did he? He ain't never really had nobody but Eminem, huh?
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, who?
He got Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, Kendrick. Yeah.
He got a few people. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker just sitting back because, first of all, he had to wait for all that divorce shit to go through. Now, I ain't getting ready to drop all these motherfuckers to make some more millions for my ex-wife to get. So now they divorce is final. Now he getting ready to go fucking ape shit. Right in time for the Super Bowl shit and all of that. So that nigga got some shit cracking. We just don't know what it is. But I'm damn sure gonna find out. Hey. Nigga, I be like, okay, I won the lottery today. But I'm gonna wait for another 6 months before when the divorce is final, then I'm just gonna go on and cash in my ticket. Type of shit. Nah, I don't know what the hell going on.
Hey, that's a blanket for your ass. Like,
yeah, still get your ass, nigga. You done won a lotto today. You ask for a divorce, and then you cash your ticket in, motherfucking 6 months later, or before that year is up. Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga, you've had this plan the whole time.
That's why you put in your ground.
Speaking of tickets, anybody wants tickets to go to the Super Bowl game?
Yeah. That nigga got something to cut. That nigga, fuck, he ain't broke. He really ain't got to do shit. Nope, nothing else for the rest of his goddamn day. If you really want to know this.
Can y'all hear me?
Anybody hear me?
Huh?
I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, you.
You hear me? Anybody want Super Bowl tickets? Everybody want to go to Super Bowl?
Everybody.
That's bad.
Hell no, you got a Super Bowl buddy?
You can't get them all.
Some of them motherfuckers take the cost, niggas. They got tickets going up to 19,000.
What
I got
mean?
A ticket
how
to watch it on TV.
I just ask anybody what they think. Don't matter what it costs. I mean,
people
want
to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call Vegas and I'm going to bet in Vegas on both teams.
You can do that long. I'm going to go to Vegas.
And I'm going to. I am. I'm going
to. Is this going to have a loss like that?
And you know what?
What?
I say, ain't there gonna be a loss if you bet on both teams?
No, because you're gonna win either way.
No.
Now you gonna win more money on one team, or you gonna win less money on another team?
Yeah.
Or you can win the same way you go.
Underdogs win. If the underdogs win, you're gonna get paid. I think it's triple. But if the team wins, that's not the underdog, then you get paid like. Whatever the you know what I mean, the stats is.
You just gotta bet enough.
I need to start gambling.
Well,
my homeboy put me up on that. He was like, "Nigga, I bet for both teams because there's no way I can lose."
Yeah.
I was like, that do make sense.
There you go.
We just go 50-50.
So he'll bet 200. He gonna bet 200 on one team, 200 on another team. I'm like, okay, I'm with that, nigga. I'm doing that shit this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what's gonna happen is you getting ready to fuck around and you gonna win, you gonna lose, but you still gonna win.
Shit, hell yeah, you gonna win and lose. You gonna walk away broke though.
Right.
Your problem is going to be the same, one way or another.
So do you put the same amount of money on both teams?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. That would be the smart bet. That's what I want to know. That way you have no choice to lose. You have no way to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You put the same money on both teams, you have no way of losing. Mm-hmm.
That
win
part
something.
Right here. Now, only way you going to lose, if you try to do like that spread, like they're going to win by 7 touchdowns or this and or, and, you know, they're going to score 14 points in the first quarter. I'm not doing that or that.
Nigga, I did that shit last year, nigga, and I won $780,
nigga.
You ain't doing that. I'm just betting on who going to win, who going to lose.
I won $780 doing that shit last year, nigga.
How much did you have to give him? You had to give him like $100 or $200?
I paid $60 and won $780. Because it was like...
And this game going to be real good, too, so that's really going to be good odds.
Right. Check this out, man. We gonna jump into a couple of jams real quick. I gotta see what the hell I'm gonna play now. Shit, I'm sitting over here fucking with this old bullshit. I know what I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play some
goddamn
Two West Radio, man. Give us a call 323-642-5097. Two West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Let's go.
To the young mother. I feel you, mama. Girl, don't nobody understand. She was born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world.
though she could never understand why. Some underhanded plans witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen. Still see a crime by the captives when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go. I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body in the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy in mind, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began closer family. Such insanity, a happy home from one act of inhumanity. But mama said the seed was corrupted, used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the game spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfill prophecy, but who could stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. Probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's in, paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I said it. I wonder why we all have to die, but we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of worry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know what ain't fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world, cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Facing all this drama, cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. Facing all this drama. To ask us why we turn from bad to worse, and to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the rose that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roses. We are the roses. This is the concrete, and these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. You see, mama's just a little girl.
In the pen at the crust and throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting. caught him with his mouth running. Anticipate that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the front, police point pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homie's murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? That shit is risky, niggas died over bullshit. It's not my chains, I'm seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, don't need the questions of who smoked the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. Why all my homies have to die before they got the quote? And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. Why trying to maintain through the pressure? Hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel me. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no distortion. Cause wild seeds can't grow, we need more bulls and squats to throw. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got me fucking with the car running, driving at a dead end, blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart torn. My love led us to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't wrong. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel me.
All the babies that died on the abortion table.
Sister, but you need to switch, and they niggas wouldn't call you bitch. Betcha, you want
wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Bitch,
you wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Bitch,
I'm a bitch, I'm a good ass.
Fuck you and your ass. Bitch, I'm getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to meet. Mr. Wonderful got his hands on his thighs. Looking in the eyes, talking trash like all the other guys. Slipping in his trap like a helpless fly. Didn't even use a rubber, can't help but cry. Already got a baby and she running. After every nigga with a pocket full of money. In the hotel room thinking hard, what am I doing to come save me, God? But you done played too long in the gutter, and God don't like no unfit mother. You should have raised the kids, or freaking with your trade, now you just turned positive for eight. And I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick, and that's why I called you bitch.
Wonder why they called you bitch.
You wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch. Wonder why they called you bitch. Wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch. I bet ya. Wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch. Wonder why they called you bitch. You wonder why they called you bitch.
Bitch.
So all the females wanna know why motherfuckers is always saying bitch on their record. Shit is thick and a motherfucker gotta survive, you know. And I'm about to talk about anybody that's trying to stop bitches, police, who the fuck ever. If this bitch is the major reason niggas are dying today, you know. Bitch! You wonder why they call you bitch. 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 You wonder why they call you bitch.
Imagine if we could go back. Actually talk to the motherfucking family. First motherfucker.
Excuse me. Look, we back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Now let's agree on strategy and pick our enemy by. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Pardon, not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must have banished it. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to tempt me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent to shatter. Black talent style talks I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rob. Picture a life where black babies can survive. Pass by, but we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems. I bring solutions with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your nights. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrifice. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
No, I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity. It was them or me busting in my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where's the Quaaludes? Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his hat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal. They told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friend. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bed. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Well, sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. What up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh.
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
the hip-hop list. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio.
True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday, we back in the motherfucker building. If y'all online, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Dog the Foxy Sweepy. Hey, motherfucker.
What's up, y'all?
JoJo Loco. Oh, shit. Woo, man. I'm multitasking like a motherfucker, boy. I'm running around and trying to do this shit at the same time. There's another 3 for 3.
And they got your friend all over the headlines again.
Who that?
Kanye West.
You better not say who I'm thinking that you getting ready to say.
I'm so tired of this shit.
What happened?
I don't want to see this. Why they think... Now he begging for to get back with his wife and kids.
Oh, you talking about Kanye punk ass?
Yes, man. I'm so tired of this shit. They think it's headlines, normal shit that go on in people's relationships. I don't give a fuck. Show me some goddamn news. Show me something that's about to shake the industry or some new products that's coming out or a new way to make some shit from scratch. don't keep showing me people's personal business. I don't give a fuck. And they tell enough of it on their own. Why do you need to take something that they wrote and write a story about it? Like, that shit is dumb. It's already out
well,
there.
Well, first of all, he a dumbass anyway. Now, I don't know. I just knew he was a dumbass, you know, as far as, you know, some motherfuckers, they dumbasses, but sometimes the women is just as dumb as them motherfuckers. She just don't put her dumbass shit out there as much as he do. So I don't know. But at the same time, he's a dumbass, and he always been a dumbass. That's why I don't like his ass. You see this nigga walking around with a fly face on? Nigga look like a... Motherfucker, we know it's you, you dumb bastard. This nigga got his whole face covered up. Nigga, why you covering up your face, nigga? The nigga got a serious mental problem. And once again, who's to say Kim ain't doing dumb ass shit too? You don't never know. Cause you got some motherfucking men to be good than the motherfucker, but the woman be so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't call that shit. But
you know what?
Thing,
what I could see on the outside, cause I told you I'm one of them deep thinkers. Regardless of how her career, how she got famous, she get more better press than he do. Everybody write negative shit about him, so I think that bothers him. I think he wanted her to take a back seat and
yeah,
not do
true.
What she was already doing before they got together. Because he the type of person who probably got a, what you call that shit? Chauvinist. So he probably got a problem with it. He probably make, you know, just as much money he do off endorsements, and she got her own companies and all this kind of thing.
Yeah,
I feel like he wanted to possess her or something like that, and you can't control somebody with their own money. And then, I mean, it's fucked up, but it worked out for her. That was a personal sex tape they did, and somebody leaked that shit, and she sued their ass, and she kept going with the money and kept starting up making good investments.
But see, it wasn't just about her. It was about her goddamn mama. Her mama's a motherfucking bomb-ass businesswoman.
Hell
okay,
yeah,
they
mama is the shit. All her kids
maybe she exploited the kids, you know, when they was young and all that shit and all that. But that's what made people, it's almost like anything. Like if you're a motherfucker that got a, like us, if we exploited ourselves as far as what we do, with that goddamn rock gut, if we exploited ourselves, like say for instance, if me and my wife and them did a reality show around here that cameras following us around, it's something that's personal that they know about your life. So they'd be like, oh, that was fucked up what Scratch did. Or that's fucked up what she did. Or something like that. People get more involved in your lifestyle. Like when people, like, you trying to come up, if you on the goddamn internet all the time, on fucking Instagram or something like that, people get an idea on who you really are. You know what I mean? They feel like it's like a personal relationship between you and the person that you like. You know, so that's the way that was. It was like them motherfuckers sit up there, they watch that through their whole fucking life.
You know what, though, the thing about that shit ain't even what people think it is in reality, so they don't really follow you around like that. They follow you around maybe like a job. Like, from this before, are we going to do 6 hours, we going to leave? But they don't actually follow their whole life. They make a story.
And well, they only going to film They only gonna film like so much of what's going on. They're not gonna film the whole shit. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna film some of the shit. Nope, we ain't gonna use that. Cut that shit out. You know what I mean? They're not gonna use the whole thing. They're not gonna be following you every day. You getting ready to go take a shit and that ass in the bathroom with you wiping your ass.
But it's not
shit.
Like that. It's not like this MTV show when the camera's there all the time. That's why people have a problem with learning hip hop, because it's not fake, but it is scripted. Like, they'll know I don't fucking choose you or you, and they'll put us at the training table because we got mutual friends, and then start recording, and you know, that type of bullshit. That's the thing that I don't like
because They should start it way before all this. I can't stand that love and hip hop. I can't stand that fucking black ink. I can't stand none of that old bullshit. Because the whole thing about it is these motherfuckers are sitting up there with all of these different motherfuckers they trying to throw into the game, and everybody biting on it. Boy, I'm telling you, my wife be watching that shit. If she in the room watching that shit, I make a U-turn and come right back to the studio.
That shit is embarrassing to me, the way that they behave and the way that she acts and shit in public. I hate that they do that shit. They shit shows like that. So they'll go to a nice business, a establishment and shit like that, and then next thing you know, these bitches are in here fighting. And I'm sure it's still good publicity for the business, but it's just the fact that why the fuck do you want to act like that in public? Why do you want that shit recorded? When I turn up on a motherfucker, I'm embarrassed after the fact. I'm going to do what the fuck I got to do. I say what I got to say, social media, whatever. But I'd be embarrassed. Especially when people start co-signing it, I'd be like, nah, man, I know I was wrong, but I was right for what I said, but don't try to make it like I was right. I know that shit was improper behavior.
All of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the motherfuckers be trying to get them motherfuckers to get into spats and all of that shit. They want them to get into, like, fights and talk shit to each other and all that shit. Sometimes the shit is real. Sometimes the shit is made up. You know, when you follow around a family like the Kardashians, that's something different. They want you to get into some shit sometimes. Sometimes they want you to just be your goddamn self. But you got motherfucking...
They took somebody's wig off a couple weeks ago and was in a club dancing with swimming around. And the funny thing about it to me that I appreciate is that it didn't get the response that you would think it would get. Like, people were saying, like, this is why your rap career ain't doing shit. This is why your music ain't doing nothing. This is why this is why your song sucks. You're more worried about her. And people was like, you in your 40s. You know you too old for that shit. Like, it was funny.
Yeah, well, see, that's what it is. And that's what they made this shit out of. They made this shit out of, you know, all of this fucking ridicule and disrespect and all of that shit. But see, I tell you one thing, the black motherfuckers love that shit. Like I said, my wife be in there watching that shit. I just make a U-turn like a motherfucker. When I walk in the room and she got that shit on, I just walk right the fuck out. And sometimes if she wanna watch it,
I get bored, though. You know, like, I get bored real quick. And usually, it has to be something that's funny to keep my attention. And even comedy shit, it's just not funny all the way through. It's not going to keep my attention. Or they got to be teaching me something. Like, because I'm they call it a visual learner.
But a lot of that shit is just, it's all for TV. You know what I mean? It's all for TV. It ain't about, you know, it ain't about nothing. Some of it be like 50% of it's real, 50% of it's made up. I heard the motherfuckers talking on there one day. and somebody who got kicked off the show, and they start telling everybody how the show actually go behind the scenes. How they wanted them to do this and how they wanted them to do that. That ain't reality.
But you know what? But you know what kind of got me? What kind of got me? And I didn't even expect it. How Cardi B came up. Because when I had, the last time I had watched it, well, before then, I remember Cardi B was on there and how she was trying to come up, you know, with her music or whatever. But really, but aside from K. Michelle, I was surprised that it was actually somebody on there. That's what it's called, Love and Hip Hop. It actually somebody on there that actually just came up and blew up.
Yeah,
for real though, because and another thing about her, she was more interested in her career. She seen early that that was some bullshit, and she got her some checks. She got the hell off of there.
Yeah,
I noticed that. That was after I had already stopped watching it that she wasn't on there no more. And people were telling me that's where she came from. And I was like, well, I've been through it watching that shit because Kay Michelle, she did some motherfucking most. She just made me tired, and I didn't want to watch the show like that. No more.
But see, what I came to realize, and correct me if I'm wrong, most of them was a bunch of fucking strippers.
And you know what?
She was one of
R. Kelly artists.
They was mostly a bunch of fucking strippers. A motherfucker go to the club and have some money. Oh, I like her. Look at her big ass, whatever. Whoop the whoop the whoop. Then they take her home and damn near wife her or whatever. And then give them an opportunity to actually do something to make some money. I got some money. Look, what you want, a nail salon?
Oh, no, Scratch.
What
you
want to do?
Understand.
You
want to
be a rapper?
All of them asses didn't come until after the show. I think Cardi B was one of the only ones that had her ass already done. A lot of them, they didn't get no ass until after that.
I swear most of them motherfuckers were strippers at first.
No,
I was talking about the part where they got their asses.
No ass or not. Them motherfuckers were strippers first. Most of them motherfuckers.
And now they look like people. They look like decent people because they got a little money now, but they still, they act like they don't have nothing.
They got money because some motherfucking rich dude picked their ass up and made them something. And then they went to, and then now they out there flossing it and flanging it around, just like you said. Cardi B was on that motherfucker, then she was gone. She started doing the rap shit.
Mm-hmm. Really, I think the reason why they pretty much made Love and Hip Hop, the reason why I think they made Love and Hip Hop is because if you really look at it, all of the celebrities on there, you ain't heard from them, I mean, for years. So
right.
In my opinion, I just think it's just them old school people that's been in the rap game or the music game, you know, long ago. They just trying to get a check, get an extra check.
Well,
I mean,
my thing that I would say,
they try to be relevant.
Look up everybody and see what they did before. And there ain't nothing against the women. Look up and see what all them women was doing first. Now, if you got some women out there that was doing some shit and they picked a man up, that's something different. But from my understanding, what it looked like to me, they was doing something. They was doing nothing until these guys came in their life. Turned them into something else. That's what it feels like.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all remember Erica Mena, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if y'all remember, but you know that she first was noticed off the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. When I first seen Erica
Yeah, when I first met Erica Mena on the reality show, she was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She was working at one of the stores.
Yeah, but she was Chloe's best friend or something.
Yeah. Okay, and then it was one episode where she, I guess, on Love and Hip Hop, she was trying to, you know, I guess, get her music thing off the ground or whatever. But she made a song with Rich Dollars, and it was another version by Olivia. Do y'all remember that singer?
Olivia. I know you don't know.
Yeah. So it was just like, I was like, damn, like, how in the hell, like, why would you want to sit there and try to get this so-called music thing up off the ground, but you got this other person that just totally redid your track and made it sound hella better.
And see, they fell out. Them motherfuckers fell out because... old girl Chloe thought that she was fucking Tristan Thompson, her baby daddy. That's how that shit fell out.
Oh.
Old girl, what are you talking about?
I thought that
you
was
my Erica Mena. No, she thought Erica that she was fucking Tristan, and that's how they fell out. Yeah, her baby daddy. That's how they fell out. And then as soon as that happened, that's when old girls start blowing up. Doing all these interviews and all that shit.
I didn't know that they had been together that long, because Chloe was married to Lamar when all of that was going on. The love of hip hop stuff.
She was there right then, but nobody knew who she was. She was just showing up on the show every now and then. She was just showing up on the show. You would see her every now and then. But then when she married Chrissy Thompson, that's when she was on there more. And then she thought that old girl was fucking around with Christian because they saw her at a party with Christian and she wasn't there.
You said you ain't talking about Jordan Wood?
Huh?
Jordan? You sure you ain't talking about the Jordan girl?
The Jordan girl.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about old girl Chloe's best friend. There was a whole lot of motherfuckers that was on that show that actually came the fuck up off of them just knowing them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just so confused because I know that Tristan Thompson's thing happened with a girl named Jordan Woods.
Yeah, he had a baby by the girl.
No, he didn't.
Well, who was that he had a baby by then?
He had a baby by two other girls after that who ain't got nothing to do with her. This girl, she went on and did her own thing. Because
was
they
that
was trying
Chloe?
To
was that
her
Chloe? Was that Chloe's best friend?
Her.
I don't know who the hell. I know it was Chloe's best friend. She thought that she was fucking around with Christian because they went to a party and saw them together.
I'm telling you.
And she got mad.
That was Kylie's best friend.
Oh,
and
okay.
That girl, she took a lot of Texas tests and everything. He kissed her. And they all slammed her and talked down on her, even though he was the one who kissed her. And she left. She ran away or some shit like that, left after it happened. But she told,
okay,
I don't know how
right.
It came out, but yeah,
well,
she was telling the truth, though.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't really know. I'm just, maybe call me speculation. Because it ain't like
all
I would have my
know.
Eyes
they
on the TV on that bullshit anyway.
They let me and Steph all over them because they be wanting their kids to all have the same father, I believe. Because the first girl, she dealt with a lot off of that white guy that she was engaged to. And him and Kanye being public, And then you got the baby sister with Travis Scott. They on their second one. And Chloe.
They already had it.
Chloe can't have another kid with Tristan because Tristan keep having kids with other people. Shit. He done had two children with other people. And when he got with her, it was a girl pregnant already.
That's crazy.
So he got four kids with four women. And he was supposed to be in a relationship. And he kissed her little sister best friend. And she just, I don't know why she's doing that to herself. I don't know why nobody would do that to themselves.
Well, you know, one thing about it, it's hard to explain when you're not as rich as them motherfuckers is. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody that's from the hood, everything will be totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Them rich motherfuckers, they just go on and leave a motherfucker and go get another rich motherfucker. Like a rich motherfucker, they go just pick up a scraggler and make her rich. You know what I mean? Most of the time, a rich woman, they get ready to go and get a rich nigga on their rebound. You know what I mean? That's the thing, though.
Why y'all letting these niggas get away with all this shit? Y'all ain't no broke hoes. Y'all are rich. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
But you know what? I'm going to tell you. It's a way big old difference between a rich hood nigga or a rich hood woman and a motherfucking rich woman that never been in the hood. Because I always said, it's always a nigga that came from the hood that didn't have shit that could be rich and know how to handle his money after he find out how to make this shit happen. You know what I mean? But you can't take a motherfucker, a rich motherfucker, and throw him in the hood. He wouldn't know what the fuck can do.
Not at all.
He wouldn't know what the fuck can do. Oh, fuck, I'm in the hood. I'm broke. And he walking around, I don't give a fuck. He could be a black motherfucker. He could be the richest black motherfucker, and he lose everything. Now he in the hood, he wouldn't know what to do. But I guarantee you the motherfucker in the hood don't know what to do. The nigga from the hood getting rich don't know what to do. Hell, look at Dr. Dre. Look at Snoop Dogg. Look at Master P. Look at all them rich motherfuckers that came from the hood.
I'm telling you, if I get rich as fuck, I'm going to buy a little 4 or 5 bedroom house. You lucky if I get that, a 2-story. I might get a little 3-bedroom house and get the hell on. And y'all can keep all them high-ass light bills and that shit looking like palaces. That shit is just stupid. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, I don't need that either because... Well, I got 14 bedrooms, only 4 people living the house.
Exactly.
That's just more room for motherfuckers to have. Can they come live with you?
I would rather
have... You got
14
bedrooms, man. I ain't got nowhere to go. Can I move in?
I would rather have a studio, a little studio set, a gym thing, and certain things. I don't want it all in one place like that. I think that's, I don't know. It don't seem like it makes sense.
Nah, I don't. It really don't. But, you know, that's the way people do it. They want to have it big and outrageous versus having it, you know, small and cozy. You know what I mean? Just think, motherfucker, you have a 14-bedroom house. You got an east wing and a west wing. Somebody done broke in your house and they living on the other side of your house and you don't even know the motherfucker live there because you never go over there.
Don't fuck with the groceries. I'm gonna roam my house and if I catch a nigga in there, he gonna get it.
Yeah, but nigga, why you got 14 bedrooms? There's only 4 or 5 of y'all in the house. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, I'm gonna sleep in a different
bedroom every night.
Hell no. I'm sleeping in another bedroom tonight. Fuck that. I'm be in the other.
You know what I mean? So it ain't never something the same. So you know what I mean? Different bedroom.
That's not logical, but okay. I take your word for it.
No, I can't be comfortable like that. I can't be sleeping in a different place. I wake up somewhere different. Shit. I'm fine.
I'm going to be like, you hear that?
My medicine like the rest of my family. Shit. I need some familiarity.
I heard nothing.
My
eyes. What's that? What you hear? I heard something. That type of shit. Mm-mm. I ain't fucking around. I don't need all that big old shit. The more bedrooms you got, the niggas always want to move in with you. Man, you got 13 bedrooms, man. Can I just go on in? You know what I'm saying? Look, you ain't gonna even be able to see me. You ain't gonna even see me. Hell no, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
14 rooms are too many, though, because this is my thing. They get old real quick when you have them types of houses. Now, unless you got maybe the metal staircase, might last you a long time, but the wood's going to start creaking, especially because you don't use it. It's going to deteriorate real quick. So, But I definitely don't want 14 people, 13 other rooms in my circus staying with me. Hell no. At that point, it's like, it's a hotel and shit. This ain't even my house. That's how I used to feel when our people used to live with us. I'm like, it's a goddamn hotel. I'm a guest.
In my own house.
It was more of them than us.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, you tired of saving the world?
One by one. One by one. Nigga, I swear, God's green planet. Nobody ever gonna move in with us no more.
Oh, man. I better pack my bags. I was just going to leave and come out, y'all.
I'll think about moving next week.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
going
to move out here. Y'all want to.
Yeah, man.
Y'all want to.
You let the homie stay there all that time. See, we can't get about 3-4 months?
Nope.
Six months? Get a 6-piece?
Nope. Can't go down. We done had too many people living with us, and the shit just ain't go right.
Yep.
Not saying that y'all be fucked up like them.
It gives you anxiety about
y'all be fucked up like them, but... Nah.
Especially when it's your family, the ones acting like they have a damn food.
Them the wrong presidents.
Hey, I'm going to let Have Love pay the rent. We're going to stay there, but Have Love going to pay the rent.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is, when you get people that move in with you, the first motherfucking couple of months, everything is copacetic like a motherfucker. The motherfuckers is actually cleaning and doing all the stuff they supposed to do. After that couple of months, nigga, ain't nobody cleaning. Ain't nobody doing shit.
Mm-hmm. Hell,
they
done got too comfortable.
Yeah, they get comfortable. So the motherfuckers ain't doing
a goddamn thing. But if a person has that mind frame, you know, that they really want their own shit, you know what I'm saying? They've been in a bind. So if they staying with you, they got to have that mindset to get their shit together so they can get the fuck up out of there. But then you also got people, you know what I'm saying, that just go from house to house to house, you know what I'm saying, and get comfortable thinking, okay, they're going to take care of me. Yeah, they're going to look out for me. But then you flack out. And then wonder why they're getting kicked out. No, have your mindset on being in a position where you're able to get your shit together and take that opportunity to do to get your shit together so you can get your own shit.
That's why it's called help. It's called helping the motherfucker out. It ain't talking. It ain't taking care of a motherfucker.
Yeah, we just trying to, me and him love just trying to get some help. So who can we move in with?
I don't know. Y'all move in together, nigga. You both of y'all got a spot. Shit.
Hell nah. We want to move to a different state.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, y'all in different cities. That's good.
Yeah, I like to be in my own space. Excuse my language, but butt naked playing my damn music, and you know what I'm saying, just chilling. If I don't
move in with you,
I like to follow by my own rules.
I'm in the bond,
I gotta stay with somebody.
No, Fitty, you gotta be at this one. I ain't gonna even say what I was gonna say, but I'm gonna leave that one all the way out.
I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna leave that shit out. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing around butt naked in your own crib.
I'm just saying, hell, shit, doing cartwheels and jumping jacks all right.
I gotta fuck around and say it now. Next time you do that shit, turn the camera on and let me see. Goddamn it!
But I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? If you have that mindset where you follow by your own rules and you want to do whatever it is that you want to do, if somebody helping you, take that help so you can get the fuck up out of there, so you can do cartwheels butt naked in your living room. That's all I'm saying.
Goddamn, hell love got his suitcase outside.
That's my shit. I want to see some butt naked car wheels. Goddamn.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, shit. I understand what you're saying. Motherfuckers want to do their own shit. You know what I'm saying? But you always got this motherfucker sitting up in your shit. That shit ain't right.
I've been in that position, you know what I'm saying, on both sides, where I needed somebody, you know what I'm saying, where I need to move in with somebody, and then I, you know, been on the other side, where somebody needs to move in with me. So, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I will make it comfortable for them. Your house is my house. Oh, my house is your house. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to have, like, just strict rules like that. But, you know, just like Martin, respect my house. Like, it's simple.
Well, see, that's whoever the thing about it. Because, I mean, the last motherfucker to live in my house was my brother-in-law. His wife and his three kids. That's five motherfuckers living in a house, and they're living in the living room. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, no!
Yeah, hey, we'd have had about seven of them do that.
Mm-mm.
Man, five kids. My cousin them had five kids. Living in the living room with them two and they five kids.
Nope.
That shit was hell, nigga.
Nigga, that was, let me see. They moved out Super Bowl Sunday.
But see?
The Baltimore Ravens beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. I did not give a fuck because I'm looking at my cameras and I'm seeing they ass moving out. That was better than us losing the Super Bowl, nigga.
How long they live with you?
Like 2 years.
Oh, that's a nice one. These are family got to know each other, got real close.
Sunday, I'm sitting up here trying to root for my Niners, but I'm looking at the goddamn security cameras, happy to see them moving all their shit into the U-Haul. That
you
was better than the
I'm not even playing you, Brad.
Shit. And them motherfuckers was mad at us because we told them they had the road. Shit. Well, we looked at a place. We trying to see what's going on. Well, we looked at a place. We trying to. Well, we looked at a place and we try. Y'all done looked at too many goddamn places.
Well, no, but you don't have to.
Hey, man, you can stack some money. You can stack some money in 2 years, man. That's it. I got 2 years to stack some money. Oh, man, that'll be fat.
Yep, that's why nobody
else. Now pay me for
We got a regular house. That's a house. Goddamn it, Confetti, you probably was here when they was here, my brother-in-law and him.
Nah, they wasn't. They wasn't there when I was there. They wasn't came like right out. You know, I must have went blind like right before they got over here. I remember you telling me about it.
Man,
I remember.
Uh-oh.
I think like
y'all
right
got,
out that.
Y'all got a tuck and roll. Fuck all that. They moved in on New Year's and they left on 2 years on Super Bowl Sunday. Cause my wife then was like, "Well, look, I just wanna see if it's all right with you. They wanna just move in for a couple of months." That's the thing that kills it.
Yeah, they must have moved in 2019 New Year's.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
That was in April.
Y'all motherfuckers. And then I was like, shit, I don't give a fuck. Hey, you going to be in the house with them motherfuckers. I'm going to be in my studio. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in the house and go to bed. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's on y'all. You know what I mean? So I allowed them. I could have said no, and then it would have just been a no. No, y'all can't move in. Scratch it, no.
But long they paying half the bill because they generating a lot of electricity.
No, we wasn't even trying to take. We was trying to let them go and save a little bit so they could get a spot.
Right. That's what I do. And keep your money to. When I'm ready to go, your money should be right. Get the fuck out.
So, through be told, them motherfuckers. They was sitting on cheese, but them motherfuckers wasn't trying to make no move.
Oh, so they were stacking their bread. They just wasn't trying to make no move. They trying to keep stacking.
I told my wife, I said, your brother and them got to get the fuck out. They got to go.
2 years. Yeah, 2 years. That's a lot of stacking. You know, tell me you can't get you ain't ready to go.
And see, when my people came to my house, at least they took over all our bedrooms and shit. They wasn't in the living room. And they got mad when my mom asked them when was they going to leave. She said she'll be leaving in a couple months or something like that. And she waited till my mama hit the road. My sister had heard her, though, on the phone, saying that she found the apartment and she was had some furniture and lay away, and she said she was going to stay here until my mama asked her to leave. And so my sister told her, when she heard her say, my mama asked her to leave, and she pulled out, after my mama pulled out on the way to Louisiana. So when my mama got back from Louisiana, we was at the house by ourselves with a clean-ass house, and food was cooking and everything. And then, because she had never left us alone that long before, but, shit, I was 17, I was an adult. And I might have been 18. And that's how she found out they was gone.
Well, check this out, though. I'm going to tell you what the super twist is. They lived with us before 4 years.
Hell no.
Because look,
for free?
When I was on the American Gangster tour, you know, my granddaughter was there, and, you know, they three kids was there. They were smaller then. You know, they was younger. And the first thing that fucked me up, when we got off a tour, now they there. So, you know, we took all the shit in the house and all that, whatever, blah, 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 got off the tour bus. And so I woke up in the middle of the night to go and get me some water. And I turned on the light, and there was a million roaches in my house. Boy, I woke everybody up in the motherfucker. Oh, hell, motherfucking, no. They were like, what? My wife was like, what? It wasn't no fucking roaches when I left.
So they brought the family with them?
Nigga, they brought, yep. They got family and family.
That's what I'm saying.
But say, let me ask you this. Okay, so if you had somebody, you know what I'm saying, that you helping, you know, the thing with you, but they have a problem with, you know, trying to get a place because of their background. They saving money, they stacking up money, but what's hindering them is getting a place because of their background.
Let me go get a fucking house. That's apartment shit. Your fucking house.
Look, I'm gonna tell you like this. If you got enough money, the background don't mean a motherfucking thing. Cause motherfuckers is not getting ready to pass up
that?
No money. That's the way it is out here. Because
baby.
Look, let me tell you what happened. It was one of my boys, he lived like two doors away from me, and he left. And the place was for rent. And they wind up moving in that house like two doors down from us. I wish they could have got all their goddamn roaches and took them with them.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't had roaches in years. But the twins,
yeah, but
they got the... I mean, my thing is it. Nigga, I had groups of... They lived with us twice. My son them lived with us twice. My brother baby mama lived with us. I'm like, dude, ain't nobody else moving in this bitch. At all.
Think about it.
My brother then moved in the house when we stayed in the apartment. I didn't even know that. I found that out when them motherfuckers pulled up.
Hey, that's good. Think about doing that in a studio apartment. I had juggles live with me in a studio apartment. And I specifically got a studio apartment to be deterioration because when I was in like a two bedroom loft, a five bedroom house, ain't nobody come live with me. When I get a studio apartment, shit, man, look like everybody wanted to come fucking live with me.
Like, no, it's just a note. It's just a note. That's all it is. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers. It's a no, because there's a whole lot of people pulling out violins right now. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go. Well, I can't do nothing for you, man.
Oh, yeah, now I'm just, I don't blind, I don't even want to deal with it. My cousin came here, my cousin and my girl cousin, they came, and after she left, I was like, I'm done. I can't do the blind scene. We might be in here, get, you know, nigga, we fall a lot. Nah. Get to play with me? Nah.
You know,
nah,
then after a
shit.
While, I mean, you get, because see, people take your kindness for weakness. You know, because you be feeling bad about it. Oh, damn, it's fucked up. And the only reason why we let my brother-in-law and them come, because they had them three kids. You know what I'm saying? They had them three kids, so we felt bad. I didn't want the kids to be in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that was the only
yeah.
thing that saved them, was their fucking kids. You know, and I think then they was
hey,
like,
how about?
You 9,
how about
14,
you helping
and 15? A
motherfucker?
Huh?
How about when you help a motherfucker get them apartment because they have kids and they get evicted in your name?
Well, that ain't gonna happen.
I done got two evictions in my name, but I always go pay half of them and get it down with my credit report. I let a motherfucker get evicted. Yeah, then your ass and good. And then I turn around and pay half of it to get it off. You know, they remove it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't give a fuck because they feel like we did them wrong by putting them out. So they got an older son. He got his shit together. You know what I'm saying? So they move over there with the older son and did the same thing they was doing it.
Had a stack again. They get a stack another 2 years. But them
and
niggas
got
gonna
them a job at Amazon with them and everything. So, nigga,
my he had to grow up.
The older son, Chris, put their ass out and let his brother stay there. He's like, y'all got to leave, but I keep my brothers here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, that's the way it is. And that just right there, it just told me there ain't no motherfucking way. I don't know. It got to be some real tragic shit for somebody to come and live with me again.
But the whole part about it is, when you stay with somebody, you want to be like a shadow. You know what I mean? And nine times out of ten, they don't want to clean after themselves. And then when they cook, they don't want to cook for everybody. They want to just cook for them. That type of shit right there ain't cool.
To me, that shit great. Don't worry about me. Worry about your cleaner buying yourself. Worry about yourself. I'm cool with that.
But see, this is the thing. When you stand with somebody, out of respect, you still ask. Say no. You still ask.
Because we had that same fucking problem. Them motherfuckers go and buy a gang of McDonald's, a Jack in the Box, or something like that. And then I'll be like, damn, all you got to do, I did that just for 2 years. All you got to do is ask if we want something. Y'all ain't had to pay for it. I'd have gave you some money for you could get us something, too. You know what I mean? Well, my wife went in the kitchen and cooked for everybody.
Exactly.
Inconsiderate fucks. That's the thing about black.
When y'all order pizza, it was enough for everybody, right?
That's the thing about family, because see, family and close friends think that they can take advantage of you any kind of fucking way because you family or close friends.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. Because if they get away with one thing, they try to get away with another thing. That's if you let them. That's if you let them. And so what I'm trying to tell y'all out there on True West Radio, get them motherfuckers enough rope to hang themselves with in the beginning, and then you won't have to sit around there and worry about no bullshit in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be to hung themselves early. I'm just saying.
When you let people stay with you, and if you don't sit there and tell them the rules and regulations, definitely gonna have an issue.
You can tell them motherfucker rule and regulations.
I'm about to say you can tell them
motherfucker
rules.
Don't follow.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying. Well, we got about a minute left on this joint. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I know.
I don't know what Friday gonna look like, y'all, because if we go out to my son got a show on Friday, so And me and JoJo Roe, we probably won't have a show on Friday unless I, depending on what time it is, I take my laptop and we could probably do it like that. But we'll let y'all know ahead of time. But I ain't trying to go out to Vegas and stay, so I don't know what the turnaround is going to be, shit. But if I do, it's going to be, I don't know.
What time is the show?
I don't know. Let me find a ticket. Tours Radio, we out. Let's see. It is. The motherfucker don't even have a term on the motherfucker, I don't think.
What?
It's early. Because it's going to be, it's something for like, not MTV, Jeff Jam. He said, doors open at 3 p.m., so it's at 3 o'clock.
She's going to have the camera on turning cartwheels while you watch the show.
Huh?
She's going to have the camera on turning cartwheels while you start watching the show.
Yeah. So it say doors open at 3, so I guess it ain't going to be no late shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, motherfucker leave by 12. Get up there. And be back by 6. It's supposed to be a taping for
Yeah, it's going to be back by 6.
It might be back by 8.
They leave at 6.
This is what I'm saying. Banana Head. Probably 8.
Yeah, say we take 3 hours. What time? Is he going to perform exactly at 3?
But it's just something good to where the motherfucker won't have to be, you know what I'm saying? Niggas better than if motherfucker be up there at motherfucker 8 o'clock and trying to get back home type of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Motherfucker trying to get back home. Nigga, motherfucker leave at 8. Nigga leave and the show start at 8. That's a good thing. The motherfucker show start, they say doors open at 3.
Yeah, it said doors open at 3, but it don't say when it starts. So that could be 5, 6 o'clock.
Right. What time you perform? We had the line.
Usually the show started, I would say, normally it's within an hour or two of the doors open. No,
pulling. Yeah, it say doors open at 3. Back. So that ain't like a all night thing. Red. No pulling, Daddy. You ain't going in the house, where you going? No, you need to try. All right, hold on. Red's going in the house. Come on, Red.
Yeah.
I was going to
take
Grim
when I went in, but he ain't going
there.
Look.
Move, Lonnie. You ain't going in the house, bro. Take your fat ass.
I think he just wanted to come outside to be nosy.
Right. He trying to follow. Come on, Rez. Take your ass in your house. Go. Go home. Come on. Hey, take your ass in your house before I fuck you up. Good night.
Man, this nigga been tripping, too. He act like he don't know that we need no more. Over here.
But did this nigga just call his dog Lenny?
Huh?
What'd you say your other dog named Lenny?
Nine.
No. One dog is Niner and the other dog is Rezzy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rez just came from her yard and Niner outside wanna fuck around and follow her. And I think Rez is just jealous because it's another dog, and I feel like she ain't getting the attention.
She know he a baby. She know he younger than her, even though he gonna be big.
Yeah, I told her. I was telling both of them. She probably, that motherfucker probably smell that Bengay on my old ass Chihuahua. Real nigga motherfucker.
So you think you smell attractive to a dog wearing Bengay?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, the motherfucker don't want to fuck with her, and she don't want to fuck with him. I say he probably smell that Bengay on her motherfucking old ass, fucking razors, sevens, damn near eight. And this motherfucker only 7 weeks old. That motherfucker, Niner is bigger than Red.
Well, they're Cleveland.
It's a pit bull.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they born big. They be like little for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he done sprouted. Now that motherfucker getting bigger and bigger. Oh. And the motherfucker, now he got that shake going on, you know, that pit bull shake. So, I mean, they cool, but they, he don't want to fuck with her, she don't want to fuck with
her. They need a lot of attention, especially, at least you got another dog, because I ain't even got another dog, so this nigga, he... Are you fucking serious? See, this is the shit I'm talking about. I'm about to beat this nigga ass, dog. This nigga took the whole comforter off my bed and brought it into the living room right now.
Yep. He'll be good as fucked up right
like
now,
you,
too.
Feel like you cold? I'm bringing you a blanket.
Get your, get your ass
well,
out
I'm
here.
Cold. I'm going to get your blanket. Yeah, I'm going to. See, this motherfucker, he getting ready to have it. That nigga young, I'm gonna fuck him up early. That ain't crack. So by the time that nigga get big, oh, he getting ready to be like, I'm not fucking with him at all.
Get you roll you up some newspaper. Every time he do something wrong, pop him in the nose.
You know what we got? We got one of those, right now we got that the paper towel roll. Bop! Pop his motherfucking ass. He be like, whoa. He can't stand that shit. So we ain't got the newspaper yet. We got while he little, we got the little paper towel roll. So that motherfucker, as soon as that motherfucker do something, be like, boop!
I be popping his ass with newspaper, and the thing about him, he actually understand well, but it's like he behave when he want to. That's why I said I know. It's to the point where he is lonely, and it's showing, like.
Yeah, well, I mean, the motherfucker.
He real clingy. Like, if I go in there and go to the bathroom or something, he'll be standing outside the door.
But, you know, as far as him taking motherfucking comforters off the bed, he'll get fucked up.
That's the first time he did that shit. He do get fucked up. Shit, I don't know if he can tell him. But I ain't never seen him do nothing like that. That shocked me. But I told you he be taking my clothes out the basket and shit.
Yep, he'll get fucked up right then, too. Well, my goddamn Chihuahua can't do that. Are you fucking serious? I'm watching the halftime with the Lakers and the motherfucking Trailblazers. And this dude, he's doing all these handstands, and the motherfucking dog is running down his back and standing on his feet. My old dumbass dog don't do shit like that.
The guy been going to train it.
Niggas, only thing she do is sit and get.
I'm telling y'all, that pandemic messed him up. He don't act right.
like he used to.
Huh? Your baby feel like he's going to catch COVID because he ain't got to get the vaccine. It's almost over.
This goddamn dog train like a
motherfucker. He too, he more clingy than he used to be. Like, and he be crying outside the door and shit. Like, he act different now. He don't act
the motherfucker, now the damn chihuahua is running on a goddamn basketball. I'm fucked up now.
I've seen them. They've been viral for a minute.
And the motherfucker got two basketballs. He's going to jump over to the other basketball. It bet not, goddamn it.
He going to walk on the basketball, too.
Oh, Lord. He's damn sure changed basketball. I'm fucked up. I'm about to take my dog to the pound. The only thing that motherfucker, hey, Confetti, the only thing that motherfucker do is jump around. If I say, jump around.
It's just me laughing at me where I be seeing dogs do stuff on TV. I like it come up on my phone. I be like, come here, brother. I'm like, come look at this. Do you see it?
Oh, this shit is fucked. That just fucked me up. This goddamn chihuahua is 10, 20 times smarter than mine. How the fuck?
You don't have to tell you. You should tell your dog that shit, but I ain't doing that shit.
Now the motherfucker walking on his goddamn front leg. He open up a box and jump in. Oh, yeah, this is fucked up. Yeah, I'm getting rid of my dog tomorrow. I don't know where she going to live. I'm just going to let her outside. I need to pep who ought to do that shit. Fuck. Nah, shit.
Tell you why.
As soon as Ray
start running off, you'll start crying, nigga. Sorry, Ray, come back.
Ray's ain't going no motherfucking where. You know, when we first moved around here, we lived around the corner. And she got out, and she went right around the corner where we used to live. I guess she was looking like my motherfucking house. I'm looking for Ray's. Where Ray's at? And my brother-in-law and him, who stayed a couple of doors down, said, you know, Rez is around here. I'm like, around there with. She around here at your old house. That's where she lived. She didn't even like this house. She was like, fuck that house. We had just moved here. And she got out, and she went right around the corner to the house we used to live in.
Yeah, she probably confused.
I drove around there, Red, if you don't get your ass in the car, she jumped in the car and came back. We're like, this is your motherfucking house now. You don't live here no more. She looked, and she never did that shit again. She
man, one time we were looking for my sister dog for about 3 days one time. And that's when I knew I wasn't tripping back then, but it's been science to prove it. But I told y'all, dogs bark with an accent or they got their own voice or whatever. And I kept saying, I was like, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I hear Nika dog. I was like, I know I hear. I was like, I hear Nika dog. I'm like, the dog is somewhere barking or whatever. And we just started driving around the neighborhood, driving down all the streets. And that motherfucker was sitting out there just shaking, but it was sitting in front of a house that looked exactly like ours.
Yeah.
Like, it looked exactly like ours, but it was on the wrong street.
Wow.
So that's when I was like, I know, because I told her, I was like, I hear Nika dog. And she was like, how you hear Nika dog? I was like, because I hear it. I was like, you don't hear a dog barking? She was like, I hear a dog barking. I was like, it sounds like Nika dog. She thought I was tripping like a motherfucker. Yep. Because she knew I had just started smoking weed back then. She thought I would be mad at me. So she probably thought I was high. I probably was, but it was a goddamn dog.
I hear it. Yeah, I'm about to break up out this joint, man. I got you, I ate like a motherfucker, boy. I told you I was going to eat the other day. I ate and I was passed the fuck out.
And you still
I went in the house. I ate and I went to sleep. Nigga, I was asleep before 9 o'clock. We got up the show at 8.
Ali ain't show up today.
Huh?
When Ali ain't show up, you got to tell you what to drink before you go get your plate of food.
Nah, he ain't showed up. Be like, dude, that nigga confetti paid your bill, man.
Okay, all.
Where is he? You need to check on him.
Well,
he
when
called
I
in one day, he didn't say
was
nothing.
Good.
Huh?
Yeah, he said he was good. I was like, all right. I just wanted to make sure, goddamn.
What, you sent him a message?
No, I texted him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but shit. Hell, I can't. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he said he be having pain and all that stuff sometime, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he fucked his back up. The motherfucking police beat his ass up.
That's what
in a bad way. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know he be in pain, but, you know what I'm saying? Man, communicate with a motherfucker. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's true, but I don't be liking people to know when I'm fucked up because people ask too many goddamn questions and I don't be prepared for it, especially like with that seizure shit. Like, that shit be having me so annoyed. It be feeling like I'm about to have one when people start asking me questions shit. You overwhelm me sometimes. And, you know, when I figure out what the hell is going on, I just talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm out, y'all, man. Are we going to find out? I'll let y'all know what's going on for Friday. If we roll up out this bitch, I'm going to see what I can make happen because that's going to be at 3 o'clock. I could probably still make something happen while I'm rolling. So I'll let y'all know what it does. All right. I'm out. See y'all later. Yeah, yeah. Have a good evening. Peace out.
All right.
We're out of here.